All right, next up on Truth Talk Live today, live from the NRB, is Paul Renfro, an old friend, but he's continuing his proliferation of books.
Yes.
And so the NRB this year, we have Nobody Sees These Enemies. And so, Paul, no doubt, there's a lot of them out there. Who are you talking about?
Oh, the unseen world. When Jesus told Nicodemus that flesh gives birth to flesh, but spirit gives birth to spirit, he set the table for you and me and each one of you listeners and viewers, because that means that when we put our faith in Jesus and we walk with him, we're not only filled with the Holy Spirit, but we become spirits. Adam and Eve died in spirit because God said they would die the day they ate. But they lived 900 more years in their flesh and bore children, namely our parents. Well, so we have these enemies who are eternal spirits that are condemned because of their rebellion in heaven. Of course, that's the kingdom of darkness. And if you look at that little burst on the front of my book, and it says, a new paradigm of darkness. Because these spiritual enemies identify us as their primary threat. But we don't realize not only how powerful God is, but also how powerful we are as spirits. We actually have more than Adam and Eve had. Because Adam and Eve did have the opportunity to be filled with the Holy Spirit. They were spirit, soul, and body. But now we, Christians, we're spirit, soul, and body as originally intended. Plus, the Holy Spirit lives in us. Jesus is resurrected. Our kingdom is on the move. And the rider with the white horse is on the move, and we're behind him. His arms are clothed in linen.
Wow, and so, you know, God continues to give you these beautiful downloads. Can you share with our listeners, like, you know, what's your average, like, relationship with God? I mean, you get up in the morning. What does that feel like in Paul Renfro's world that you get these kind of downloads?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't want anybody to think what he does with me is the norm for everybody, although there are many people that experience that. God has a customized approach for you, listener, and you, Robbie, and me. Now, for me, I wake up with words on the back of my eyelids, and that is almost a literal statement. I wake up with words bursting out of my fingers. So the very first question when I wake up, which is usually about 3 or 3:30 when he's doing these things, is I say, okay, Lord, you know, is this something you want me to write down? And I'll know. You know, he doesn't use words like in your ears, although he does for some people. But you just know. He said, my sheep know my voice. And that's John 10, verses 3 and 5. And it's just such a joy. Why are we doing all this Christian stuff? I want to know God. You know, Christian stuff, being here at NRB and all, it's awesome, right? You know, we're great friends with Robbie, and I have a great relationship with my wife, who's a Christian, obviously. Well, you know what? Why are we doing all this? It's not easy. What did Jesus say? If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily. Follow me. So, listener, Jesus didn't promise a rose garden, right, Robbie? I don't have to tell you. I mean, just look at how our cars behave, right? Because you're the Christian car man. But, you know, you love the Lord when he speaks to you. There's something that happens. And you know. So, however, he's not cheap. And this is what I would say. In fact, Robbie, the very first chapter in this book, may I hold up the book
now,
to show the viewer? I don't know if the viewer can see, but the very first chapter is called God is Our Worst Enemy. Now, this doesn't really fit many Christians' grids because God is supposed to be our butler. No, no, no. We have an offense and a debt that we can never pay. That's why faith in Jesus is absolutely critical. There is no every road lead to God. There's only one way, isn't that right? And you know who it is. Go ahead and say,
Jesus is the way to the Father.
The way, the truth, and the life. And he said, no one comes to the Father but by me. That's John 14:6. Now, that's an important thing. You hear me talking about Scripture like it's on the back of my eyelids, because I've got 50 years. And so if you're a young viewer, start right away, because when you get old, memory's a little tougher. Am I right? Start right away. Learn the Scripture. Robbie, you know what the first memory verse he gave me when I was a brand new Christian at age 18? Listener, this is Isaiah 50, verses 4. The Sovereign Lord wakes me morning by morning to hear as one being taught. He has given me an instructed tongue so that I may know the word that sustains the weary. He has opened my ear morning by morning. I have not been rebellious. I have given my back to the smiters and my beard to those who pulled out the cheek. They will all... Who is it that comes against me? Christ is my defender. That's Isaiah 50, verses 5. 50 verses 4 through 9. And so, start early with the Scripture, my friends. Start early. Am I right, Robbie?
Oh, because again, it's like getting to know somebody on your first date. Like, here's your opportunity to date God.
Yeah.
Get in His Word and begin to dive in. And it's a treasure trove.
It is.
As He gives you more and more insight into who He is. But it's not easy.
It's not. Well, let's put it this way. He wants to be pursued.
Right.
And we have a choice. So guess what? The chapter 2 is titled, and I don't know if you can see it, listener, I'll just tell you, or viewer, God is our best lover. See, He's our worst enemy. He's our best lover. But chapter 3 is God's preferred way. It has to be on His terms. Now, people don't expect that in a book called Nobody Sees His Enemies, that the very first one will be God. But look what Job discovered. Look what Jonah discovered. Even Abraham, even Moses, Exodus 4, God met Moses, was about to kill him. Why? We have to go deeper. You can't just be a superficial Christian. And so on the Truth Network, that's what we're about on the Truth Network, isn't it right? Deeper into the truth. Love God. Guess what? When you love Him, it all kind of lines up. Is it hard? Yeah. Is it over your head? Oh, yeah. But that's where the Holy Spirit helps us. And you just cry out and say, He must become more, I must become less. That's John 3:30. You just cry out, you say, who is equal to these things? That's 2 Corinthians 2. But He says, when I'm weak, then I'm strong. Because my strength is made power perfect in weakness.
And so, how many books does this make you have now?
I have 7 that are published. And then there's 5 more in the Unseen series that are written, but it takes time to polish them for human consumption. And people come in on my covers, you know? And so, can I show the posters?
Of course.
Everybody who gets my book through one of the... through ParadigmLighthouse.com. ParadigmLighthouse.com gets a poster that matches the book. So this is the poster for book 1. Just to encourage you about your identity, if you have put your faith in Jesus, you are a living human spirit. That's why the enemy comes against you. But guess what? The realm of darkness has plenty who will reveal the spirit world to you. That's why there's New Age and sorcery and witchcraft. So what is your protection? I love my Bible because I love my God and I live my life with Him. And each one of these posters has verses on them to summarize it. Book 3 is about the origin of the devil and his replacements. Oh, Robbie, who's the replacements? It's us. Because what did God say? Be fruitful and multiply and subdue the earth to which the devil was exiled. And so what does this say? And Robbie, I don't have this memorized. You read it. What does it say?
God made living human spirits to rule the earth and dislocate unseen usurpers.
Because it's God's earth, and we're here to rule it on His behalf. Hallelujah. That's a tall order. When I look in the mirror, I say, really, me?
So where do you live, Paul?
I live in the panhandle of Florida, a popular vacation area with the white sugar sand beaches of Destin, Florida.
That was beautiful. Absolutely yes. Beautiful. Well, so how would you have our listeners pray for you and your ministry in this season?
Thank you, my friends. If you go to ParadigmLighthouse.com through the QR code, you'll see The Unseen Realm, which is a series of Bible study discussions that forms my podcast, and it's all about the unseen realm. And we have people with multiple denominations, and we're just unearthing the scripture. It's very rich. Okay. So the prayer need I have, I'm not equal to what God has given me. I'm actually about to sit here in tears right here as I talk to you. Partially because I'm 67 and the physical toll is a little more demanding. Now, you can't see it, viewer, but we're here in a warehouse of about 300,000 square feet, and I've walked end to end probably 6 times today alone. But then there's a... When you're engaging with the realm of spirit, we have the angelic support because God dispatches the angels to support us. We have the evil spirit enemies, and the day yesterday... There was a child safety crisis for my own grandson here in Nashville. And that took a lot of energy. So probably energy and stamina. I'm filled with the Holy Spirit just like you, and just like you if you put your faith in Jesus. And we're filled more all the time. You know, that's the New Testament pattern. So be filled with the Spirit. Don't be drunk on wine, all right?
Well, let's pray. Lord, thank you for Paul, and I do pray for his energy and for that area idea of his spirit in Paul, that you would give him a direction to go and how to continue to enjoy his walk with you as you get to see, as he gets to see your light through his relationship. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you, Paul.
And Lord, we lift up Truth Network. Give me your hand, Robbie. We lift up Truth Network. We thank you for Morgan and Robbie and Mark and all those who are engaged in promulgating your wonderful truth, your wonderful revelation. And listener, viewer, we lift you up because you too are a part of this great army behind the rider on the white horse. That's Revelation chapter 19. Our time is coming. Our enemies are under our feet. And God has given us the necks of our enemies. So we praise you, Almighty God, for the triumph of your spiritual kingdom on this earth. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, sir.